You're listening to ACB Radio's Main Menu. A very warm welcome. I'm Dave Williams. We spend a lot of time at our computers, much of that time entering data, whether it be preparing reports, writing emails, collecting contacts, producing audio, in my case, and any number of other things besides. Most people, it's probably fair to say, spend considerably less time concerning themselves with strategies for maintaining that data, making sure that it's safe and that it doesn't go away. So before we get started this week with our look at AVG, that's antivirus software from Grisoft, let's just go through a little checklist that I've drawn up of things that we could all do to maintain our data and make sure that our computers are as safe and shipshape as possible. First of all, of course, use your common sense. It seems like a very obvious thing to say, but many of us don't, and quite often we'll click on things or we'll open things without giving it a second thought. The first thing, of course, to remember is don't click suspicious links. If you're on a web page and there's an advertisement or there's something on the page that looks too good to be true, the likelihood is that it probably is. Clicking something suspicious could have a detrimental effect to your browser or even your data. In the best case scenario, you might find yourself swamped with 20 pop-up windows, but if you take precautions and are a little bit prudent about the links that you click on in your browser, then that's a very good place to start. Of course, don't open suspicious emails. If you don't recognize the sender as being somebody who's likely to write to you, doesn't necessarily mean the subject isn't for you, but if the subject line appears to be garbled or, again, offering you something which appears to be too good to be true, then the likelihood is that the email is a hoax. And very occasionally, you may in fact receive emails from a name that does look familiar, but in fact that name has been spoofed. So do treat emails, again, with a certain amount of healthy suspicion. Certainly, under no circumstances should you open an email attachment that you're not expecting. Most email clients these days are updated to provide you with sufficient warnings, but in case you haven't updated your email client in a while, it's always prudent not to open those email attachments unless you know, once again, it's something that you were expecting. And finally, under the general heading of common sense, don't install any software unless it's something that you really feel that you need to use and you're sure that it's from a trusted source. Many software packages now downloaded from the internet are digitally signed, so when you first go to run the installer, once you've downloaded it from the internet, Windows will tell you whether that software has been digitally signed and whether or not you can trust its authenticity. Okay, moving on from common sense, point two on the checklist is backup. Now, there are books written about backup and the various strategies that one can employ to backup. There are some very expensive backup solutions. It's often a good idea not to keep your backups in the same geographic location as your PC. But even if it's just a simple case of every once in a while taking out a blank CDR, popping it into your CD writer, and most computers have them now, popping that blank CDR or CDRW disk into your CD writer and just making a copy of some of your most important files and documents. There are more comprehensive solutions around, obviously, and you can certainly do some research on the internet to find out what those are, but prioritize and perhaps take a few moments in the next couple of days to make sure that your most important documents, your most important contacts, that you do have multiple copies of those on media that's outside of your computer, whether it be on a USB thumb drive or on a CD, or if some people are still using tape drives. This might seem like a chore now, but believe me that if you do lose a drive, a piece of hardware that has got data stored there, it may be a mechanical failure, it may be through some kind of malicious software attack, or you may suffer from a power surge, who knows. There are precautions that you can take, but you know, we'll talk about prevention, but really the best cure for loss of data is the ability to restore it from a backup. Okay, number three, keep your operating system up to date. So for Windows users, we're talking about using the Windows Update website. And you can visit that by bringing up your start menu with the Windows key and going to Windows Update. Or I believe there's also a shortcut from the Tools menu in Internet Explorer. And it's my understanding that you need to use Internet Explorer in order to be able to run the Windows Update software. And you should run Windows Update iteratively. And that, what that means is keep running Windows Update. Once you've completed your Windows Update, run it again to see if there are further updates, because it is possible that the first time you run Windows Update, all the latest updates aren't in fact caught. It may be that you need to run Windows Update several times in order to catch all the updates that you that your operating system needs. And those of you that have Microsoft Office software installed, there is in fact Office Update as well, so you should certainly check that out. And essentially, running the Windows Update tool will provide you with all the latest security patches and fixes direct from Microsoft, making sure that your Windows is as safe and secure as can be. Number four on this little checklist, there are six items in total. Number four on this checklist is find out about firewalls. Now, the Windows XP Service Pack 2, in fact, has a very basic firewall built in, as do many routers. If you're on a network at home, then the chances are that you have a router and that that router has some kind of firewall built in. And this prevents machines out on the internet from scanning your machine and exploiting any weaknesses that they may find. But a firewall can work in both directions, and quite often software firewalls are popular with home users. The sort of firewall that you would find in a domestic router, or the sort of firewall that comes with Windows XP Service Pack 2, really will only guard against incoming attacks. It won't guard against the demons within, if you will. So if you've downloaded a piece of bogus software that that tries to use an obscure port to communicate with its masters out there on the internet, then certainly a more comprehensive firewall solution can be useful. And I know we've talked about Tiny Personal Firewall and Curio Personal Firewall, and there are a range of options available. I believe the Norton software comes with a firewall built in, and that's something that is definitely worth researching. So certainly ask around and find out about firewalls. Okay, number five on this checklist of strategies for protecting your data and keeping your PC safe is to use software that checks for spyware. Spyware essentially is software that runs on your machine, usually without your knowledge, and gathers information about your various activities, what software you run, what websites you visit, and passes that information back to companies for marketing purposes. Spyware can take a number of forms, and certainly my description is a fairly simplistic one there, but for most people, spyware really isn't desirable. And there is software out there to combat spyware. I believe Microsoft have a tool. However, two of the most popular offerings in the battle against spyware are SpyBot and Larvasoft's Adaware. That's Adaware, and SpyBot is SpyBot. And both of those programs you can download free of charge, run them on your machine, they'll scan your machine for spyware that could be lurking in your system, and will prompt you with information of how you can clear that up. So SpyBot is one option. If you just put SpyBot into Google, I think it's pretty much the first result that comes up is the home of SpyBot Search and Destroy, or Adware is another popular option. And I don't believe there's any harm in using both, in fact. And finally, number six, use and maintain reputable antivirus software. Now, it's entirely up to yourself which antivirus software you use. I would urge you to do some research, try and read some reviews you can of different antivirus products, but really you probably want to be using at least a free antivirus checker, and we're going to look at a free one this week called AVG from Grisoft. Now, Grisoft do produce a range of antivirus software products, both for home and for the office. They have a range of pay products, which you can find from grisoft.com. That's G-R-I, that's I for India, soft.com. Or if you'd like to try the free AVG antivirus software, which I have to say is regularly updated, it's very accessible, very easy to use, and that can be downloaded from free.grisoft.com. That's free.grisoft.com.